Hey, let's get back to the big struggle of last week, Riley. I don't know if you've been following the show, but we had some issues last week. They've replaced the toilet paper dispensers in the bathroom here with a single, single sheet dispensers, which apparently we didn't realize it, but Brendan McDonald had a completely ruined his week. Like, he cannot function properly having to deal with single sheet toilet paper. It ruins his day.
I haven't seen that since high school.
Well, exactly.
In high school, in grade schools, that's where they have single sheet dispensers.
Yeah, because you have a bunch of immature children that'll wad up toilet paper and not
clog the toilet up.
Exactly, behave properly. I can understand that. But how about a group of working adults trying to go about their daily business every day?
And it ruins his day. And we made a case last week that it could ruin employee confidence. It could ruin morale at the company.
Listen.
And then we start talking about it in here, and all the women came in.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like, we thought it was just us because they need more toilet paper.
Wow. I'm gonna read something.
I'm gonna leave that there. Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Don't tell me there's an explanation for this.
No, I want to say
we can't get to the bottom.
I remember this thing I saw on 60 Minutes a couple of years ago. It was about this group called SAS.
Yeah.
And they have what is considered the best workplace in America. Because of how they take care of their employees. I have their website up right here. It's a tech company. Mm-hmm. And their motto is, if you treat employees as if they make a difference, they will make a difference to the company.
Yeah.
And they have on-site healthcare, a healthcare center.
Yeah.
They have wellness programs. They have a piano player in their cafeteria.
Right.
They have two childcare centers on-site. They have an auto parts center. For if you come to work and your car is dead, they want you to fix your car.
Wow.
And you know
amazing.
What else they have?
What?
Real freaking toilet paper dispensers. Because they know that it will cause goodwill amongst their workers.
To have a freedom to make your own choice
exactly.
of sheets of toilet paper. So now, Riley, you're trying to get to the bottom of this, and we assume that it was because we got a new bean counter here, you know, a new financial officer.
Well,
right?
Wait a minute. How much did it cost to install the new dispensers?
But that's not even the issue. The issue is, where did they come from? So we thought it would be the accounting thing. That might be an issue in the long run. But it turns out we asked, and Linda, who runs the she runs the office here. She goes, no, it was the cleaning company that made this decision. So then it gets kind of questionable. And I guess in terms of savings, that's a good question, ultimately. But we have heard from some emailers that said, over the long run, this saves a lot of money. But is that really the point if it ruins employee morale?
Exactly. That's such a conservative ideology.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I saved money on it, completely discounting the human element.
Right. Now, Chris, is it true that you interviewed the cleaning lady?
This is true.
Did she get us any closer to finding out who was responsible for this choice?
Well, let's find out.
All right.
Okay. No, come on. It'll be fun. No, it's okay. All right. Here, why don't you get over here? So now, what I want to ask you is, when did the new toilet roll holders happen?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, it's okay.
She's hiding something, man. She's hiding something.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, right.
I don't know.
Uh huh.
The company or the building. The super attendants.
This was the wrong person to talk to.
Maybe me complain for the office, for the in area the bathroom,
uh-huh.
for change for the paper towel.
Okay.
Maybe the office complains.
Now, is it easier to clean up the bathrooms because of the new holders?
No.
No?
Mm.
Okay. Now, what
That's
if,
yeah,
what
okay.
about, like, have you ever seen anyone with that had, like, hemorrhoids? Like, you know, because it could really hurt them because they have to get, like, a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah, what is that, Chris?
Like, have you ever,
Where'd
like,
that come
had
from?
That experience, you know, where like, you know, someone never complained about it?
The experience for the paper towel? Or
yeah.
Paper towel?
For me, it's
complicated because I remove, it's broken for the paper towel for remove.
Did she understand we're talking about paper, paper toilet towel. Paper?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the most problem. I suppose maybe the company or maybe the super the building.
Uh huh.
I
super.
Change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's fast.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Wow, that was really some amazing investigative journalism.
That was deep. Hey, Chris, did you ask her whether she made the minimum wage?
No, I didn't.
See, that was another question. So she said it might be the company. Someone might have complained. It might be the cleaning company, or it might be Air America. I think we got to get to the bottom.
You know what, though? Doesn't make her job easier. She said.
It doesn't make her job easier, and also at the beginning she blamed a lot of people. I clearly she's not willing to divulge the information. This wasn't the right source on this. We're going to have to go in-house on this one. There's enough discontent people. There were several women here at the organization that were up in arms about these toilet tape dispensers, and then we got somebody we emailed and said, if there's one in the handicap stall, it's breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Yeah.
Americans with Disabilities.
Yes.
That's right.
And really? And it turns out that they didn't put one in there.
I thought we had them.
Yeah.
I thought we were ready to take these things down, but no, they thought.
Well, you know, there's a simple solution. And everybody who wants to use regular toilet paper, just use a handicap stall.
Yes, but that's except when. What about when the wheelchair comes in and you're sitting in there going, "Oh no!" See,
how many wheelchairs have we had in here?
Is that the right attitude, Mark Riley?
It's the real attitude. I mean, has there been somebody here I haven't known about?
I don't know. You just never know. You never know. It's that's why there's one handicap stall and there's three other stalls. Look, this is an issue that affects the workplace. It affects people's state of mind. It affects, how they feel about their job. It affects how they feel about who their bosses are. You know, this is really the bottom level of malcontent that could lead to deaths in the workplace. That's all I'm saying. Is that overarching? Is that over-speculating, Brendan?
I'm worried sitting next to Dave right now, man.
That he's going to snap?
He doesn't look good.
Oh, I'd love to see Dave snap.
He just told me. He was like, you know what you do? There's toilet paper rolls that haven't been put in a dispenser yet. You just tear those off and put them on top.
Is that what you do, genius? Is that the big plan?
Well, he'll know because he ate some garlic knots this morning. He'll be in there before the rest of us.
Yeah,
you guys will know.
Yeah, okay, man. Well, this has digressed far enough. And so we'll move into the news in a second. 16 past the hour. Welcome back, Mark Riley.
Thank you.
Air America Radio's Morning Tradition.